Hi. This week the question is, what's the difference between an aid and an addition to the worship? In Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." In Proverbs 30, verse 6, the Bible says, "Do not add to God's words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." Because we are told in these passages not to add to the Word of God, we in the Church of Christ do not use mechanical instruments of music in our worship. The reason is because although instruments were used in Old Testament worship, they are not mentioned in the New Testament worship. Using instruments of music in New Testament worship would violate the command to not add anything to the Word of God. The same principle is taught in Matthew 15, verse 9, and Hebrews 8, verse 5. We may not add anything to New Testament worship that is not found written in the New Testament Scriptures. Therefore, mechanical instruments of music are sinful to use today in worship to God. But here's an interesting question. If mechanical instruments are sinful because they constitute an addition to the Word of God, then why does the Church of Christ use songbooks? Aren't these additions also? And that's a very good and legitimate question. The answer is, songbooks are not sinful nor forbidden because they are not additions to the Word of God. They are merely an aid in carrying out the command of God. So what then is the difference between an aid and an addition? An addition alters a particular action or command. The fundamental composition of a command gets changed when an addition occurs. An aid does not alter anything. An aid merely assists people in carrying out the command exactly as the command was given. Let me give some examples to clarify. First, suppose a man takes his automobile to the service center to have the oil changed. The mechanic may use a wrench and a funnel to aid him in doing this work. The command or the instructions to change the oil are not altered just because a wrench and a funnel were used. However, if the mechanic decides to change the spark plugs as well, he has added something to the original instructions. The car owner would be rightfully upset if the mechanic did this without prior authorization. It's true that the mechanic did change the oil, but it is also true that he did something else besides change the oil. All right, now let me give you a Bible example. The Lord commanded his people to observe the Lord's Supper with unleavened bread, a cup, and the fruit of the vine, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 25. If the church uses a plate as an aid in passing the bread around, nothing has been altered. The church is still eating from the loaf of unleavened bread exactly as the Lord prescribed. However, if the church should decide to use unleavened bread topped with tomato sauce and pepperoni, well, the congregation has added to the instructions given by the Lord. This addition is sinful because it alters the command of the Lord by adding ingredients not authorized by the Lord. Now, it's true that the congregation would have eaten unleavened bread, but it is also true that more than just unleavened bread was eaten. Now, with these two examples in mind, let's apply this to the music of the church. The church is commanded to sing. In Ephesians 5, verse 19, the Bible says, "Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." So the church is told to sing here. Singing means making music with the voice. Because the command specifies singing as the form of music, we must not alter that command to offer something different than singing. If the congregation uses a songbook to aid everyone in singing the same words, nothing has been altered. either with or without the songbooks, everyone is still singing and nothing more. However, should the congregation decide to use a piano or an organ, the basic command of the Lord has then been altered. Now they're no longer just singing, as Ephesians 5 verse 19 teaches. Now the church has added something. Now there are two kinds of music, both vocal and instrumental. It's true that people are singing, which means make music with the voice, but they are also now doing something more. Now they are also making music with an instrument. They have added something that was not authorized in the scriptures. The Bible recognizes the difference between vocal singing and playing on instruments. Just read Psalm chapter 87, verse 7 to see this distinction. The fact that instruments are missing from the New Testament scriptures is proof that the Lord did not want them in New Testament worship of the church. Musical instruments, then, are not an aid. They are an addition to the Word of God and are therefore sinful. Any congregation today using mechanical instruments of music are violating the revealed will of God. So I hope this explains why the Church of the Lord does not sing with instruments of music. We all need the mercy of God in judgment, but mercy is given only to those who obey the Lord's commands. Psalm 25 verse 10 and Psalm 103 verses 17 and 18. Thanks for considering this message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com with no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.